5772, Beaverton Transit Center.
5772, you got an update for me?
Yeah, he seems pretty out of it. He did give me his age. He's 62 years old. And yeah, he's just kind of passed out, like laying down. So hasn't really moved, but doesn't sound like he's doing too good. Didn't know if you wanted me to, I have to leave like now for my run. Didn't know if you wanted me to stay here and keep an eye on him, or if you wanted me to start rolling.
Negative. I need you to hold with him for medical. So your bus is going to be used as a marker for him. Does he look pale or sweating or anything like that? Complaining of chest pains or anything?
Yeah, he was complaining of chest pains. I wouldn't, like, his skin is kind of like tan, so it doesn't look like he's super pale, but he did say, I believe, that he previously has had a heart attack, so this might be, another one, I guess.
Okay, I copy you. Is the person still conscious, or are they, you said he was pretty out of it. Is he, his eyes open, and is he moving?
I can run out there and check, but right now, from where I'm sitting, I'd say eyes, well, even when I talked to him, his eyes were closed. He is moving, actually, he just moved a little bit, but, he seems pretty lethargic.
I copy. I'm just relaying all this to 911.
What was that?
Damn it. All right. Go ahead and just reassure him that help is on the way. Medical is en route now, so they should be there shortly. As soon as they clear you to roll, go ahead and give me a ready for service. We're going to need the ambulance number, which will be located on the back of the ambulance in a little window box. And if you can get the location, that would be awesome.
Location of where the ambulance is or where they're heading?
So just for our records, we try to find it, just where, what hospital they're heading towards. If you can get that, it's not necessarily required, but it's always nice to have.
Okay, will do.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. 2028.